what's it been like with Romeo in the interim job, and how's that been for you guys?
It's been great. You know, he's been the defense coordinator for the last couple of years, so it's, you know, for the defense side of the ball, it's been not really a big change because we kind of know his mindset, and we know he wants us to play at a high level. His standard for his standards for us are very high, and you know, we respect him for sure.
Would you like to see him get the job going forward?
You know, I, as players, you never have any say of it, and you really never speak of it. But I mean, you know, we love playing for him. So, I mean, if he does get it, that'd be great.
Derek, the last time you guys played, it was about as unusual of a game plan as you could have. 55 rushes, only 2 completions. What's your expectation for the rematch as far as how they're going to attack you guys?
Well, that'd be better for sure on the passing game at least. And Tebow's, you know, gotten better since he played us. So we'll be looking for a better game from him. But they ran the ball pretty well when they came down. And if we can get them in, you know, yeah, I guess get them in passing situations, hopefully they won't have so much ball control.
Derek, what's your sense of Kyle Orton coming back to Denver this week? It's such a dramatic, unique situation. Do you get the sense that he's jacked up for this game?
Hopefully he is, but Kyle Orton is, you know, he's the chief right now, and he's going to do everything he can in his power to help us win the game, and we're going to do the same on our side of the ball. So we know what we expect from him, and he knows what he expects from the defense side of the ball, and hopefully, you know, it'll be a team win.
How much, if any, has Orton talked to your defense about what to expect from this Denver offense since he ran this offense?
Nothing much. It's totally different from when he was in at the quarterback play at Denver. So, you know, what Tebow's doing now is much different from what he's done at Denver. So, but, you know, he hadn't said anything about the game plan. We now kind of know Denver's game plan.
Craig, how big was the win over the Packers for you guys?
It was great. I don't know. Shoot, kind of forgot about it now. That's how this league is. you have to. Every game is in itself. And at the time when we won against the Packers, it was great. And you feel, you know, really good about yourself. But hopefully we can get some consistency in winning every week, and hopefully bounce back this week, knowing that we lost to the Raiders last week. So, but it was great to beat the Packers. I mean, you know, they haven't been beaten, and, you know, we were the first team to beat them. That was great.
It must be, in some ways, kind of galling for you guys. I mean, if the Raiders aren't your number one rival, then the Broncos might be number two, and to see the two of them jostling and one of them winning the division, it must kind of have a sad backdrop a little bit for you guys this week.
We had our chance last week to keep ourselves in the playoffs. We didn't take advantage of that opportunity, and we are disappointed about that. But that week is over, and we have one more game left in the regular season, and we're going to try our hardest to get a division win. If you know, if that spawns something on the way, that's just what it does.
Do you think the Broncos have lost their momentum, or do you – the last couple of weeks, or do you expect Tebow mania to continue and expect the Broncos to be hitting on all cylinders?
Yeah, I expect Denver to be, you know, fighting and clawing and scratching for, you know, every yard, and they're going to give us their best, and we're definitely going to give them our best, so hopefully our best is better on Sunday.
How do things change for you, Derek, as you're, like, I know it's not a role you wanted, but now you're the spoiler. You know, and the Broncos are going to be playing with a lot on the line. Does that shift the balance in your favor a little bit, you know, less pressure and that kind of thing?
I wouldn't say less pressure. They have more to play for, but at the same time, we every time you get out there on the field as an NFL player, you want to beat the guy next to you, beat the guy on the other side of the ball. And if we can do that, that's the satisfaction of playing football and winning the game. So regardless of not going to the playoffs, which is at the beginning of the year your goal to do, we came, you know, one game short of that. But we need to win. You got to finish off with a good taste in your mouth.